In this experiment, we are going to see how Microsoft Azure Machine Learning Studio's capabilities for parameter sweeps can help us build optimal models with minimal effort. So here I am at Studio Home Environment. I will click on Experiments and create a new experiment. Let's call this experiment Parameter Sweep. For this experiment, I will be using the MPG dataset, which is a well-known familiar dataset from the UCI Machine Learning Laboratory. The description of the dataset is on the bottom right. There are 5 numerical and 3 categorical variables and 1 target predictor, the MPG or the fuel economy. I'm going to capture this relationship for the categorical and numerical attributes using the metadata editor, which is again available as a built-in module. I'm going to have a first module that allows me to specify all the numerics in the data. And call them as non-categorical. Next, I will use the same metadata editor to mark the categorical variables. And I will type in their names. So we have cylinder, country code, and model, and I will mark them as categorical. That's it. Now, before we do the machine learning, we need to do the splits for the train and test sets. Here I will again use the split module and do 80-20 split. Next, I will look for the regression module inside the studio. We have a quite rich library of the regression modules inside the studio. You can see we have Bayesian linear regression, we have boosted tree regression, we have decision forest, we have linear regression, neural network regression, ordinal regression, and Poisson. For this experiment, I will be using the boosted tree regression, and I will have 2 settings for this same learner. One where I will be using the simple train module without the parameter sweep. And another setting where I will be using the parameter sweep for selecting the optimal module. Note how Studio helps me connect the appropriate modules to their input port. So I'm connecting the training and validation sets to the sweep parameters. Similarly, I will connect the training data set to the train module for the other learner. Next, I need to specify the predictor column. So I will type in the name of the column as MPG for both the sweep parameter and the train module. And I'm all set. Now I will just need to have a score and eval, and I will be all done. I will connect the output of the sweep parameter, which is the optimum model, to the score model, and I will connect the validation set to the other port for the score module. Similarly, I will have the output of the train model for the other learner, connect it to the input port for the score model, and connect the validation set to the other port, and I'm all set. Now the only thing I need is the evaluation, and I will drop it over here, connect both the score modules to its input port, and hit run. And my experiment is all done. Now let's look at the evaluate module output. And I can see the first output is from the sweep parameter module and the second from the simple train module. First module has a higher R square, 87 versus 85 for the non-parameter sweep model. Similarly, the RMS value for the parameter sweep module is 2.8 as compared to 3.02 for the non-parameter sweep module. So in this experiment, we saw how easy it is to set up the optimal settings for the learn modules using the sweep parameter module inside the studio. I can now go ahead and save my train model that I can then use it as a service later on. Thank you for watching this video.